Oh yeah. The Breakdown, ladies and gentlemen. The podcast where we break down every single LeBron James basketball game right after they're played. Well, not right after, a few hours after, because I live abroad. And I have NBA League Pass, so I can watch these games pretty much whenever I want. So I just got finished checking out the Miami Heat taking on the Houston Rockets in Houston on March 4th, 2014. And this is the day after LeBron James, the king himself, and the subject of this podcast, the only reason I'm doing this, had his best game of his career, 61 points, 22 of 33 shooting, and just a masterful performance. So I was looking forward to seeing what he could do with this one. It's a back-to-back, but he didn't play crazy minutes, and 33 shots is a decent amount of shots, but I mean, come on. This is the most superior athlete in the game, so I'm sure he can be up for two games in a row. And I'm very much looking forward to this one, because I haven't seen much of the Rockets this year, aside from highlights. And obviously, when they've got James Harden, Dwight Howard on the same squad, there should be something interesting. Then you throw in Chandler Parsons and Jeremy Lin, who is, you know, not quite worked out, had the same sort of excitement he did with the Knicks. They're an exciting squad to watch. You know, I mean, Omar Asik, I remember him, the Turkish guy, I think he's Turkish, Omar Asik. I remember him ripping up the Raptors a few times, and he's the backup now. And, you know, Dwight Howard, I mean, hasn't quite panned out exactly the way that I thought, but he puts up those big crazy numbers. So this one was circled on the calendar. D-Wade rested the night before, so we got Wade in this game as well. So let's get into it. Let's see what the King had for us. Well, I'll tell you what, it started out just like all four quarters of last game. LeBron looking like a beast. He gets his first shot attempt at the 9:28 mark with an absolute blow-by of Chandler Parsons on the left baseline. And Parsons is no slouch. He can move his feet. He's long. But LeBron just blows by him left baseline and just keeps drifting. You know, takes off on one side, hangs in the air, and soft reverse layup for his first basket. Rockets' next possession, turnover, and fast break layup for LeBron. I can't remember how that happened. What happened there? I don't remember. The next Miami possession. So the 6:50 mark. LeBron, oh no, sorry, not the next one, the one after. LeBron dribbling and threading the needle to D-Wade for the open layup. Another one of those gorgeous passes off the dribble that I just love. I love when guys just take it up and then with one hand and just flip it to a guy on a cut. And so from what I've been reading to you or calling out here, it sounds like Miami should be stomping these guys. But the Rockets were absolutely on fire as well. They got a young guy named Patrick Beverley, who I haven't seen much of, point guard. And let me tell you, this guy's got some tenacity. And maybe, and obviously I caught him on a good night. But he was on fire. And the Rockets put up 26 points in the first 6.5 minutes. I think Beverley was 3 of 3 from three-pointers in the first quarter. But that didn't slow down LeBron, not at all. 4:52 mark on the fast break, takes an alley-oop from D-Wade. Those used to be exciting, now they're just routine almost, because they do it at least once a game, and it's always Wade to LeBron, and so rarely the other way around. But, you know, one of the best one-two, probably the best one-two punch I've seen in that aspect since Peyton and Kemp. Look them up, youngsters, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Sean Kemp, the Rainmaker, the Rain Man. He used to bring it. 4:27 mark. LeBron on the fast break. Rare instance here where he gets blocked cleanly on a fast break. However, he gets blocked right back into his own hands, and he goes back up and dunks it. Then at the 2:43 mark, absolutely beast-like move in the left block. Chandler Parsons again doing his best, but LeBron just power dribble and then spin move and elevate and lefty layup, and there's nothing you can do about that. You'd have to be LeBron, I think, to stop that. And you know what they say, great offense will beat great defense any day, and that's LeBron just bringing the great offense. Next Miami possession, he gets fouled, makes a couple of free throws. But, like I said, the Rockets were on fire, and they stayed on fire the rest of the quarter, and they put up 39 monster points against the Heat. I don't know. That's got to be the most they've let up in a first quarter this season. Maybe even since they've come together. I mean, 39. Huge. And that's with James Harden struggling. I think he only had one or two or three points in the, and he barely made a splash. He was moving the ball around, but he wasn't scoring. And so LeBron, 5 for 7, 12 points in the quarter. So just staying on that tear. If you look at it, if you compare it, add it on to last game, his last five quarters, what's that, 27 for 40. That's some ball. 73 points in five quarters. But this isn't five-quarter sport, is it? So in the first quarter, LeBron, solid, 12 points. Moving on to the second. Miami was down 7, remember, starting the second quarter. The Rockets are only able to score 2 points the first 6 minutes. LeBron on the bench. So 6 minutes go by with only 2 points. However, they don't give up the lead. The Heat can only manage 6 or 7 points themselves. And so LeBron comes back in the game at the six-minute mark and right away makes an impact. He answers a Rocket 3, another one from Patrick Beverley. So Beverley, and it makes his fourth three in a row. But LeBron picks this ball up, and he is gone. Like lightning, okay? Like, the ball goes in, and I would say within 3 seconds of the ball going through the mesh, LeBron is laying it up at the other end. I mean, unbelievable. He just threw on the afterburners. I mean, for those of you who don't know that expression, that's... I had one comment, someone saying, what are you talking about, the afterburners? It was... I believe that's for like fighter jets, all right? That's what they do when they're going super fast. They throw on the extra fire, extra engine in the back. So he throws on the afterburners. Or, you know, the way I look at it, it made me think of back in the day, I used to have a sports car. I used to have an M3, which was, yeah, whatever. It's just a sweet BMW. And, and it's the only sweet car I've ever had. Everything else has been a clunker. So I had this sweet car for a couple of years. And... it was so sweet, because if I saw a little gap in the traffic, I knew I could just drop a shift, drop a gear, and just be there in half, like, in a moment. And that must be what it's like for LeBron. I mean, he looks up court, and he sees an open right side, and he just knows he can cover that ground quicker than anyone else can. And it is a pretty awesome feeling, at least in a car. So I imagine on your feet, blowing by elite athletes all day, it must be ridiculously amazing. So, beautiful play there. 4:48 mark, so that was at the 5:10 mark. Next Miami possession, he gets fouled, makes one of two free throws. Then the ensuing Rocket possession, LeBron fills the passing lane, gets a steal, goes all the way down for the fast break dunk. So again, just looking like he's going to have another monster game. I'm thinking 40. I'm thinking, I was being realistic. I'm thinking we're going to get 40 points out of LeBron tonight. Especially if the Rockets keep this one entertaining, which they had been. I mean, they were in the lead. I gotta break it down. I know this is the breakdown, but Patrick Beverley had a ridiculous sequence. It was beautiful. Norris Cole, on the fast break, goes up for the lefty layup, gets blocked by Beverley. Miami recovers. Wade tries to throw it down to LeBron. Beverley flies in, steals that. The ball gets worked up the court to Chandler Parsons. Parsons falling out of bounds. He mishandles it, so he's falling out of bounds. He's got to fling it back desperately to save it. Patrick Beverley flies in, gets it, causes a loose ball foul to save the possession. Then he gets fouled shooting a three. I mean, just nice little sequence for him. He only made 2 out of 3 from the line, but raised my eyebrows a little, especially after making 4 threes in a row. And then at the 2:43 mark, another crazy Rocket highlight, James Harden with a full crossover on Mario Chalmers. I'm talking several between-the-leg dribbles, and then the crossover move had Chalmers reaching and flat-footed, and James Harden just blows past him and then softly floats one in the paint. Absolutely gorgeous. D-Wade. Again, not a LeBron highlight, but at the 1:16 mark, I just find this cool because it was in Houston, does a proper dream shake. And for those of you who don't know what that is, he makes a move, drives under the basket, kind of shows the ball with one hand, and then uses his pivot foot and spins all the way back the other way. And there was two defenders, and they just fully bit on it. And he was just wide open to just drop it in the basket. 19.4 seconds to go in the quarter. LeBron dribbling out of a double team, which is very rare, but dribbles out of a double, goes right baseline, reverse layup, just too fast and too strong for everyone. Then at the 7 second mark, so 12 seconds later, filling the passing lane again, gets the steal, kicks it up to Wade, who gets fouled and drains a couple of free throws. And that brought Miami almost all the way back, so it's 53-52. So after the Rockets score 39 in the first quarter, they can only get 14 in the second. And Miami only mustering 20, but that's enough to take a 7-point lead down to 1. But LeBron solid with 19 points, looking good. And I was thinking, all right, if the Rockets are making it this competitive, LeBron is going to have a monster second half. So let's get into it. 8:45 mark is when it kind of started to go awry. Well, not totally, actually, but 8:45 mark, LeBron gets the ball poked away as he's trying to post up James Harden. Hustles back, but he gets dunked on the other end by Chandler Parsons. So puts up a good effort, but bit of a low light. And then the Heat, much like the Rockets in the start of the second quarter, only 3 points in the first 6 minutes. Can't do a thing. And the Rockets, not on fire, but just hitting shots, and now they're up 12, 68-56. The six-minute mark, Norris Cole drains a three, and James Harden, incredible, answers with a half-court alley-oop to Dwight Howard. And Miami was back. I mean, they were in traffic. This pass was right on the money, and props to Howard for going up and throwing it down. Nice LeBron highlight here. 5:16 mark uses a great back pick from Chris Anderson. Absolutely wiped out Chandler Parsons. And LeBron continued to the basket, gets the dish from Ray Allen, lays it in nicely. And then at the end of the quarter, end of the third, wow. This was a big play. Miami surging, and but Rockets holding him back. And, you know, Miami was down 15. They had brought it down to single digits, and then the Rockets get it back to 10-point lead. LeBron working on James Harden in the right wing. Couple of dribbles, gets cut off, goes behind the back dribble, fades to his right, falling out of bounds, banks in a three at the buzzer. Absolutely incredible. Announcers are going crazy. And that, you know, was going to make it a 7-point lead going into the fourth quarter. However, the refs look back at it, and the ball was still in his hand on the release. And it could not be any closer. I mean, it was in his fingernail. It was like his fingernail was touching when that clock went. Shot clock expired, or, you know, I guess the quarter clock expired. So, a bit of a heartbreaker for LeBron, but that and for the Heat, that one hurt, because it really looked like that was good. I didn't, you know, no one even questioned it when it first went in, but yeah, looking back, it's clear, but obviously you got to go frame by frame for it to be clear. And fourth quarter, after that happens, kind of felt like the game was lost for Miami. They were down 10. The Rockets build a 13-point lead, but they give up a 14-2 run with LeBron on the bench. So LeBron sitting out the first couple of minutes, and Miami just breaks him off. Michael Beasley was just draining triple after triple. He had a big game. And all of a sudden the score is tied, 89-89. LeBron comes back in at the 6-minute mark, and the Rockets, I think James Harden had just drained a three, so the Rockets were up 96-93 when LeBron re-enters. 5:22 mark, James Harden being guarded by LeBron. Mano a mano. Left wing, Harden, little dribble drive, and then a step back, drains it in LeBron's eye. So nice play. LeBron answers that with a gorgeous pass to Beasley. And I was talking about before, earlier in the game, him threading the needle to Wade. This was a real thread the needle. I mean, it was between three defenders and just nailed, properly spoon-fed. Okay, it was one of those spoon-fed ones where you make a cut and you don't think that the guy is going to get the ball. You're open, but you don't think the guy can get the ball to you, and all of a sudden it's about to hit you in the hands, and you got to catch that ball and put it in. It was just absolutely beautiful. One of my favorite plays in basketball to watch, those nice spoon-feed passes in traffic. But we get down to the 2:42 mark. Rough play here. This is kind of this for me was kind of the turning point in the game. Big possession. LeBron working on Patrick Beverley, who's much smaller than him, but very tenacious, and he was kind of getting into him. And LeBron, for some reason, couldn't get past him, and he winds up taking an awkward one-footed fadeaway shot from the right wing from about 20 feet away. It clunks off the backboard, which normally I wouldn't be all over him for. I mean, whatever, it was just one possession. But on that same play, Patrick Beverley, who was defending him, breaks on the play. LeBron doesn't stick with him. Beverley gets the outlet and wide open fast break layup, and that made it a 9-point game, 104-95, with under 3 minutes to go. So a little concerning there. And surprisingly, since LeBron came back in the game, the Rockets actually went on a little bit of a run. They went on like an 11-4 run. 105 mark now, after a couple of misses. LeBron with a very nice drive, wide open, but he misses the layup. Luckily, D-Wade cleans it up, keeping the game close. 33-second mark, James Harden gets fouled. He's got a chance to basically put this ball game away, but he makes one of two free throws to keep it a two-possession game at 106-100. And what happens? Unbelievable how often this happens in the NBA. But you pretty much know, if a team is down six, with 30 seconds to go, they're pretty much going to go down and make a three. At least one of their three attempts is going in. And this time it was Michael Beasley who goes down, 18 seconds left, drains a three. And the Heat are, you know, only down one possession with 13 seconds remaining. Ball gets with 18 seconds remaining. Ball gets inbounds to James Harden. And Harden gets double-teamed in the back and just makes a ridiculously terrible play. I'm not sure if they didn't have any timeouts left, but absolutely horrific decision. He tries to launch it up to Dwight Howard. Howard can't get to it. LeBron challenges, and sadly for LeBron, he actually gets elbowed in the nose that he just broke a few games ago by Dwight Howard going up for it. So of all the guys in the league to elbow you in the nose, Dwight Howard's probably the last one that you want. So he takes that shot, but it works out for Miami. They get the ball back. They got a chance to tie with 13 seconds to go. And obviously, ball goes into LeBron. He brings it over the half-court line, being guarded on a switch by Dwight Howard. And personally, I'm saying foul him. I would foul LeBron. I mean, the way he just had it coming off a career high. The games before that, you know, game winners, 40-point games. I mean, the way he's playing, you have to expect this ball to go in. Like, I'm thinking there's like a 75% chance that he's going to tie this ball game up with a three-pointer. And I definitely would have fouled him and put him at the line. But they elect not to. And to his credit, Dwight Howard, very good contest, gets a hand in his face. LeBron, not really able to penetrate at all. So he takes about a 27, 28-foot three-pointer from the left wing. About a step in from where he drained his last three. When he went eight, you know, his eighth three of the last game. He's about 30 feet away on the left wing. This one about 28 feet away from the left wing. It's long and a little bit left. And it was actually fairly close, but long and left. So he misses. Miami loses. And tough ball game. Tough ball game for the King to come off. So we're going to head over to the box score. You got the only other Miami Heat. Well, I guess two Miami Heat players had monster games. And neither of them was LeBron. D. Wade, 8 of 15, 24 points. Michael Beasley, 9 for 13, 24 points. LeBron, 9 of 18, 22 points. 6 dimes, 3 steals. I mean, that's nice. But 1 rebound and 0 blocks this game. And to me, the most telling statistic for how LeBron played this game was he's minus 15 on the floor. All right, 37 minutes, minus 15. D-Wade, also 37 minutes, minus 4. And then you take a look at the bench, and you can clearly see everyone on the bench is in the plus. Even Udonis Haslam is plus 4 with 1 minute of play. Chris Anderson, plus 10. Beasley, plus 13. Norris Cole, plus 14. Ray Allen, plus 11. So, a tough game from the King. Really, really, you know, like I said, he's weighted on the scale, and he's weighted against himself. So I'm going to have to be harsh this one. Last game, he broke the scale. All right, he was absolutely incredible. This game, not so incredible. All right, great game for anyone else. 9 of 18, 22 points. You're going to be happy with that from 98%, 99% of players in this league. But LeBron is not, you know, he's in that upper 1%. You know, most, you know, more likely at the top of that 1%. So he's got to be judged harshly. And on this one, LeBron, you're getting a 6.5. All right. So on defense, that's a 2. right? On offense, I'm going to give you a 3 because it's still 22 points, 9 of 18. And then the wow factor, you're getting a 1.5. I mean, just because I can't give you the full because it didn't count, but that banked in 3 was incredible. And you had that stretch in the second quarter that did make me say, wow. But I can only give you a 1.5 because it should really be for an incredible one incredible play that I'm not used to seeing. And then on the other side, you've got Dwight Howard, 22 points, 16 rebounds. Yeah, that's a ball game. And James Harden, who was very quiet this game for the most part, and it looked like he was struggling, but when you get to the box score, 9 of 15, 21 points, and 11 assists. Big ball game for Harden. And, you know, all the Rocket starters are in double digits in the plus-minus. And yucky, all their benches in double digits negative in the plus-minus. But, you know, great ball game for the Rockets and a very exciting game. I would have liked to have seen LeBron tie it up. I'm not going to lie. That would have made this really exciting. And this last few run of games for LeBron, we'd be bordering on historic, which we still are, to be honest. But I think he should have tacked on 30 points in this one to get me really fired up. Next game, the Heat got a day off, I think, and then they're going to be playing the Spurs. So another big Western Conference rival that I'm looking forward to checking out. Finals rematch from last year. They've been lopsided meetings this year. Miami sort of proving that they deserved that win, even though they barely got it last year. And I'll be talking, you know what, I'm going to be talking a lot more about that. I'm going to break down that last minute of Game 6 a little bit, because this is the breakdown. And we don't play favorites here. We break it down. All right? All right, so thanks for checking out this one. It was another long one. I'm not sure why I made this one so crazy long, but I got into it. It's an interesting ball game. I guess every game LeBron is in is interesting to me, so I'm going to break it down. All right, thanks for checking it out, y'all, and we will see you after the Spurs game. Peace.